of the well, the regular season. Right? And we are, thank God, we've managed in the first 3 days of the Chazorah, the Chazor, Kuf Hei, Kuf Vav, Kuf Zayin, Kuf Ches. These are the Simon Kuf Tes, the Chazor today, B'siyata Dishmai. And the Chazorah today, we're going to discuss a number of different topics. Each of one is very, very significant. The first, perhaps the most fundamental, is to discuss, I once had a chart on the board, one of my rare charts this year, Bechlal, I think was maybe the only one even, that we had on the board last week. There were two issues, two cases, Min B'mino, Min B'sheino Mino, that's number one, and it's Yavesh B'Yavesh, and it's Lach B'Lach. Everyone understand? Without being a mathematician, you can figure out that there are four possibilities. Everyone follow me? Min B'mino, Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'mino, Yavesh B'Lach. Min lach b'lach, min b'shein omino, yavish b'yavish, min b'shein min lach b'lach. That much you got, everyone got straight? Okay, so the intro to this is a Gemara on the Tzadi Tessim at Beis, Rav Osai, which everyone should please turn to. Tzadi Tessim at Beis. It's a sugya, it's a total of four words, not more. Four words. Easy, you can memorize the sugya. Please say the sugya about peh. Good credit for the b'china. Please say the whole sugya about peh. The sukkah is literally four words. The last two words of Tzadi Tessim Beis, which are V'libot al-Beruba, talking about Gira Nasha and Isbasho, that's the Mishnah on Tzadi Vavam and Beis, which says, and then it got mixed in with other Chatichas, Shibot al-Berov, but it says, Bury a shiny, otherwise be Bot al-Berov, finished. Simple pshat, Min b'mino yavesh b'yavesh, it's his case, Bot al-Berov. The simple pshat, it seems to be unequivocal, right? Of course, the answer is wrong. Because the Ran says, quotes the Ravid, doesn't mean rov, it means revia. Should be batel in some other number. What's the magic number? Most, if you're off rov, what's the magic number? Anyone know? Through a whole year? 60. Batel by 60. I like to show you things inside, even though limited in time, but to get a little chazara from the actual words of the Ran. Please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. On the sugi, we'll see inside those magic words. We quote from the Ravid that you think rov is rov. Think again. Rov might mean what he calls again here a revia. Okay. For the Batla Baruba is found in the Rif on page Kuf Gimel. Okay. The Batla Baruba. Right. Simple pshat. Should be Batla Barov. However, as I mentioned before, Bota Barov is not so simple. Look on page Kuf Dalet. Libota Baruba, very shiny. Amai Kama by the Manche, Makira Gid, Kulan Asuri, the Mishnah says, I'm Tari Vov. Libota Baruba, very shiny. Fine. Kosev arrived Zal, the Chiarmina Libota Baruba. Again, it's on page Kuf Dalet, it says Garcina in the big bold letters of the old Gemara's Lamavavam and Alf. Chiamina libat la beruba la beruba mamish kamar tainu chay betray yeah chay betray tamid the rabbanon shishin binan elish revia kamar tainu shishin. So the Ravid says shishin, you need shishin. So the Ravid, it's ridiculous. V'lo nehira the beruba b'chol duch the beruba mamish mashma. Here too the chiyatzra, look at every word counts in the Halakha Ram. Tiyatzra rabbanon afilu b'min b'mino shishin, that's yet a furush gemara. Hani mili bedvarim hanivloim hanivloim. We call lach b'lach. Shetam or Easter mispashet b'kol. V'leftule tam abin and shishim. So yes, the Ran concedes that min b'mino requires shishim by lach b'lach. Why? Because it all gets mixed up. Who cares? It doesn't give any taste. So who cares? That it's, the answer probably is, probably, it doesn't say it explicitly, Exera min b'mino, otu min b'she'en omino. Let's go to the other extreme. Min b'she'en omino lach b'lach, that's the very beginning of this man. We started Sadiches, the Sukh of Tam Ki Iker. We paskin Tam Ki Iker's Dorais and Shulchan Aruch, and even the Rana says no, but if it's mixed in, he concedes, it's Anissa Dorais. So presumably, that's Chazer again, presumably, lach b'lach min b'mino requires shishim, Exera otu she'en omino. What's a daraisa? Aber Yovish be Yovish. Kema she used to be Batsmo, will be Dina Chai betray bottle. Hokanami bottle mid Rabbanon. The Shir Shishim lo Shaya, Chokal Klau. What kind of Shishim? To Lomavatal time of Mahochi. Shishim makes sense when it comes to time. Makes sense, no sense. But Yovish be Yovish. So says the. Wow. He brings a Raya from Baba Metzia. Here you can say that Ruba means Revia. But Baba Metzia is more difficult because there is a Shir of Kuf Aleph on the outside. We gave a terror to go into the Raya that Revia could mean Shishim because it's common, unlike to mean 100, which is not common. Okay, whatever it may be. Rabbo said the overwhelming majority of opinions like the Ran against the Raya, which the Raya exists, can't ignore. Okay, this Rabbo said this is what? Yovish be Yovish, Min be Mina, we paskin the Shulchan Aruch, Kuftes if Aleph, is bottled be Rov, like the Ran and Rov, Rish Rov, Rishonim. The Ravid says, no, Ruba doesn't mean Ruba, it means Revia, you require 60. What's the logic of the Ran? 60 makes no sense when it's Yovish be Yovish. 60 is a Tam number, there's no Tam, and there's two separate and distinct entities, or 3 or 60, whatever, maybe 60 makes no sense. The Ravid disagrees and says, no, you have to require 60. Even here, where if Lechora makes no sense, presume it's all part of the Gzeira. All part of the Gzeira. All part of one big Gzeira. Oh, that seems to be the right, but Shita requires 60. But Yalva Shiosh Vivimino. Mimish Eno Mino Lach Balach, the other extreme. You pass in Tom Kikas Daraisa, and therefore you need Shishim with Daraisa. Min Bimino Lach Balach, the Ran says, yeah, here I agree, it's Shishim. But the Rabbanan. Why? Presumably, Gzeira Mino Otu Sheino Mino. Fine. What's left? There's nothing left. What could be possibly left? Well, there's one box, but that box seems to be almost a non-existent set. What is that? What box is left, Rabbo say? We discussed Mimbe Mino Yavish B'Yavish. We discussed Mimbe Mino Lach Balach. We discussed Mimbe Sheino Mino Lach Balach. What's left? Min Yavish B'Yavish, what? Yeah, but how can that exist? How can it exist? Min b'mino means they're separate. Just pick it out. Should be discernible. Should be recognizable. Who asked this kasha among other people? The Shach opened Shulchan Aruch. This fourth, before we discuss the fourth box, which we will, how does it exist? Follow me. Min yavish b'yavish. Min b'shen amino. Just take it out. It's recognizable. It's min b'shen amino. The Shach asked this kasha. Simon kuf tes sivkot and ches, and it gives a number of answers. Take a look, Sivkot and Ches and Shach, because the Ramah speaks about this. The Mechaber says that Yovish b'Yovish Rabosai min b'mino is chad b'trei botl against the right. The Ramah says that's min b'mino. Aval shalom b'mino vein makiro. You can't tell how you can't tell. We'll see soon. I feel the Yovish b'Yovish sorich shishim. Yeah, and he adds. The Raisa, the Rabban, all the same thing. Fine. Says the Shach, what's the case? Sivkot and Ches. Kigon. Shenifl the Chatichas Dakos. She'en Niker Ben Zel is that? Tur. There's such small pieces. He was cut up in small pieces. You can't tell one from the other. The Shach has a second case. We know there are two or three types. You know that one of them is Asr, but you don't know which one is Asr. They shechted a few. You know one Shechita was bad. But you don't know which one it is. That's a second example. Second example, two very, very good examples. Very good examples. The other examples, let's stick to two. That was complicated. Shmo, time, two is enough. So what's the din? What is the din? Ramos, the din is klar. You require shishim. Why? Why do you require shishim? We just got through with the Ran who said that shishim makes no sense, but yavish b'yavish. Maybe the Ran would argue on the Ramo. The Ran says it makes no sense to talk about shishim b'yavish b'yavish. There's no taste. Oh. So if you wanted the simple pshat to answer the shita Saran, you'd say a gzeira. That's a shach shita. The shach said it's simply a gzeira. What's the gzeira? What's a gzeira? Very simple. We're afraid you're going to cook it. You're going to cook it. Kevin shem yavashlein yitain tam. Right? And he quotes this from the Ran right over here. Garcina b'Gemara, Rabosai. Take a look over here. Somewhere in here, the Ran is quoted as saying that it's min b'she'eino mino, Yovesh be Yovesh. Take a look at some, those who have my print, it's page Kufdal, the bottom of column 1. Okay, after the parentheses, about 12 lines up. Miuki Armina, the Yovesh be Yovesh, but the Chad betray, I feel by the Rabbona. Hani Mili be Mimino. Kevin David Arise, I feel the Lach Balach, Buba Bottle, Loach Rabbona be Yovesh be Yovesh. The Yavshul the Mesa, the East of the Rice. Abba Mimin, Shen Amino. The Lach Balach, I feel by the Rice, Azina Bosa Taimo. I feel be Yovesh, Nami be in a Shishim. Ki Hechi the Chimavashil Kadoni, Lo Lacy de Tamo. Right there. That's the simplest, straightest, I thought it was the only, really only pshat. That the Ran says that it's a gzeira otu shem yevashlo. The Shach passed this way at Beferish, here in Simon, Kuf, Tes, Sivkot, and Ches. And he quotes the Ran. What? Great. It's hard to do better than quoting the Ran. Great. Great. That's why he wants to pass in the Shach against the Ramo. Because the Ramo says that even by the Rabbanans we have to be machmir. Why? Why? He can't count when he's a Daraisa. The whole thing is a Rabbanan. He wants to reinterpret the Rambo. He's going on in the first part. Is that difficult pshat? Okay, that's number one. The most basic and elementary pshat. Why? Min mishen amin yovesh rovesh kwa shishim. The Ran says so. The Shach said so. You may cook it together. We want to protect it from Yisrael Daraisa. Had been rov, you can come to the Daraisa. Shishim, you cannot come to a Daraisa. Fine. Fine. Problematic, Rabosai. It really is problematic. This whole mahalach is problematic. Why is it problematic? For a number of reasons. One, who says you're going to cook it all together? You cook it in, you know, it can't fit in your pot. So then you can't come into a daraisa. Right? Two, so you follow me? Even if you have shishim, come into a daraisa. Maybe shayna midyavish biyavish. You don't cook it all together. Two, min bimino, you can't come into a daraisa? What do you mean? You cook it in water. The water is an amino. That's a Doraisa. So this is not a slam dunk, this pshat. There are terutzim to these various questions, but I'm just letting you know, it's not a total slam dunk. So therefore, there are other interpretations. What's the other most prevalent interpretation aside from this one of the Ran? The answer is given in the Shach. You can see it if you want to look inside. Simen Tzadiches Sivkot and Vav. Now Kuf Tes is our final simon in Tilchas Tarubas that we're learning. But the opening simon that we learned at the beginning of this Zman, way back in January, was Simon Tzadiches. And the Simon Tzadiches is a very long shach, Sivkot and Vav. And he quotes a whole different interpretation, Rabosai, from the Issa V'Heter. What is that? And I quote the shach verbatim. First, the Ein Atam the Yovish B'Yovish Shalom Amino B'Shishim, because it's no santam, you may cook it together. No, that's not it. So what is the reason? He says, V'shenikwa dova sheshel takana, t'yocho k'tzas lahakir o'yisrael asir misham, u'mikom agon botol shabat b'shishim, t'miyacha shu kolkach muot, v'eno motzo nikwa shabat dova sheshel takana. End quote. Wow! Shishim is not only limited to a case of time. Shishim is a din d'oraisa, pashas according to this, which is nothing to do with time. Namely, if it's min b'shen omino, it's hard to distinguish one from the other. So what's the rule? If it's batel b'shishim, we'll say it's called lo nikoraisa. So it's batel. If it's not b'shishim, it's called nikoraisa. So it's not batel. This goes back to our bug discussion, what's called nika, what's not called nika. It's all in the shachs of kon, simen tzadiches of kon, in the name of the Issa V'Heter. A whole totally different reason. Totally different reason why shishim is applied to the case of min b'she'eno mino yovesh b'yovesh. Okay, very nice. This is the opinion of the Issa V'Heter. So I thought there were two opinions. I never knew about any other opinion. I never knew another opinion until I saw the Megillah Sefer quotes a third opinion, which has a lot of things going for it. What is that? What is that? There are many who say, including the Shach right over here, that the Ran is not unique. No. The Rosh is exactly the same thing. The Rosh is the same as the Ran. However, if you look carefully at the Rosh, I asked you last week to look. I don't know if you looked, if you found it. In Simen Lamed Zayin, nowhere does the Rosh, who concedes the din, that min b'she'eino mino yavish v'yavish requires shishim, yes, but he never explains because Shem Yavashlam Yachad. And it's very possible, Rabbi Osai, that according to the Rosh, if you cook them together, it's of no consequence. Why? Believe it or not, what's the famous four words that the Rosh has over here? We'll get to it in a minute. Iser, come on, three more words. Nepach, Leos Heter. The Rosh said it by Min Bimino, Yavish Biyavish. Maybe even implies a level of Doraisa, Min Mishena Minu, Yavish Biyavish. Doesn't matter. Can't discern it. Iser, Nepach, Leos Heter. So the question becomes, if that's the case, even if you do cook it together, it's not Iser Doraisa. So then the question becomes, so why is it that they assered Rabosai, Min Bishaino Mino, Yovish Biyovish? The answer is very simple. It's a linear answer. That chart I drew on the board. The worst case, the most chavadika case, is Min Bishaino Mino Lach Balach. Whatever can hit it in a straight line is us. What hits it in a straight line? Min Bimino Lach Balach, which we spoke about earlier. And guess what else meets in a straight line? Min Bishaino Mino, Yovish Biyovish. The only thing that's a diagonal. Min b'mino yavash b'yosh, that would be a gzera rechoka, gzera l'gzera. This day where it goes there, Rabbi Osai. A whole new shot. This makes a lot, answers a lot of those technical questions you had before. Either water, I also cook in halves. It's irrelevant. Very ridiculous. This shot is spelled out by the Yad Yehuda. And I told you that we had a lot of Yad Yehudas this year. This is certainly one of them that we think is extremely compelling. As shot in the Rosh is an alternative to both the Ran and an alternative to the Yisuf Ehetah. It also answers that bracketed comment that you saw when I gave out the Beurim. Why did the Torah, when he asked it, when you cook it together, quote from the Sefer Truma? Why did he quote his father the Rosh? The answer is the father the Rosh never said it. Okay, Rabosai. Adkan Rabosai, part one of today's Chazara. We discussed four cases. Let's Chazara again for a second. I mean, just the two parameters, and they're split into two times two. Min b'mino and b'mino, yavish yavish lach b'lach. Right? So we spoke, the most chomer is min b'shen b'mino lach b'lach, which we have paskin is the right, so Tom Kiker. Some don't hold for Tom Kiker, but it's mixed them together, the Ron says, okay, fine. Yavish b'yavish is the most kal, in the other corner, where we paskin halacha, it's batel b'rov mamish, and the right holds the shishim, presumably it's part of this one big zera, even a diagonal is a zera, fine. The two middle cases, lach b'lach, Min b'mino, it's generally assumed, is b'shkwar shishim ed rabbanon. Why? Gzeira atu she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino. Yavim b'shavish is the most complex. First, what's the case? What's the case? Just discern it. Either it's chopped into tiny pieces, or you know that one shechita went wrong, you don't know which one. Shach, two cases. And why is it so? The Ran and the Shach say Shem Yavasha. The East of Edith says it's considered to be Nikar, less than 60. And the Yad Yehuda comes out of nowhere with his noob shot, and he says, that's the Rosh holds, look carefully. Namely, that they made anything which is on the same line as Mim B'Shein Amino Yilach Balach, Gzeira Atu. Lach Balach Mim B'Mino, Yavish Rosh Mim B'Shein Amino. Only the diagonal, Gzeira to Gzeira far away, there's no Gzeira. I'd kind of say part one of today's Chazar Hashir. Any questions? We go to part two. On both sides, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear. In Simon Kuf Tes, Sif Aleph, he says, he uses an Aramaic term, Chad betray Botel. Okay. Chad betray Botel. So, very nice. Two against one is Botel. What about two? What do you mean two against one? Do you need two against one? Do you need that ratio of two against one? Nah. Look on the Shachs of Kut and Vav. Betray Botel. Klama Barov. Kedek Siv. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. That's the source. That's it. We mean a rove. You only two against one, 67%. It's going to be three against two, 60%. Six against four, right? It could be any percentage you want, right? Be even less, 51%. What would you have a rove? The Pischei Tshuva discusses this. It's a cut now. Look at Pri Chodosh, he says, Kol du tfei mimach tzagi. Okay? But the Mincha Tzagi says no. But the Rabbanon, Beina, Dafka, Kefel, 2-1 ratio. So if you've got him, says, by Elisa, the Rabbanon, he agrees, you don't need Kefel. Even the rice that we can pass from the cooler, like most poskim hold. Fine? And if you saw the Chasam Sofer, it says, look in Kuf Yud Siv Dalad, excuse me, I think it's quoting a little bit differently, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, you will see there, we pass in the halacha in Siv Dalet, as long as it's a little bit more in the head than the Yisr, it's batal b'rov midarais. Fine, so far, so good. So again, midarais is certainly batal b'rov. If you came from the Rabbanan, most poskim say no, and some say yes. Fine. He has a much more critical thing. The second line of the Shach Vav. Va'afilu lekarov ela bahanach trei sheheim k'tanim eho yisr. In the second case of the Shach earlier, they'll know that Ezeman Usr. Batel. What does this mean? Even though the two are smaller than the one, doesn't matter. We still say Batel Barov. What's the case? So look at the Pesach Shuv again. Somebody understood this to be Shashtei Chatichos Biyachad Hemaktanim in Ha'isr. Velek Ele Rov Minyan, two against one. There's no what? What's the other term? Rov Binyan. Then Shtei Chatichos Neged Achas. Velek Rov Binyan. Because if the one other, which is larger than the other two put together, is the Isr, then the majority of the food on the plate is in fact treif. That's what Chacham Echad said. Filachi Bat. Who's Al the Chinuch Beis Yehuda? Cholak Alav. Upirish the Shach. He explained it. The Ratzalom of the Bahanach Trey. Yesh Gam Gam. Keep the word Gam. Yesh Gam Rov Binyan. Shashnayim Yosek Dolim and Echad. And then Tzarech Kefil. It's only men. You don't need twice as much. But the two together are more than the one. Otherwise, it would not be Bat. You need Rov Binyan. And if I read it correctly, as well as Rov Binyan. That's how I read this line in the Pesachet Shuvah. You need both. You need both. The reason I said that, that's my opinion, that's the way I read it. Not everyone agrees with my read. Not everyone agrees with my read. There are others who read things differently than I do. As a matter of fact, the some poskim say, no, it all depends upon Rov Binyan, which is the majority of the quantity. I don't know. That's what some hold that way. I didn't read it that way, but there are some who did read it that way. Can't argue with the reality in front of me. There are those who say so. Fine. So this issue over here is a bit complex, and requires an understanding. Let us, again, briefly analyze this without going into all the shittas. The one who said it explicitly that we saw inside was the Megillah Sefer. He's the one who enlightened us. I thought the word Gam is against that. Fine. And the explanation will come to, I guess we can come to it right now. If this is not mine, it comes to Megillah Sefer. This is false. Listen carefully. Listen. We know when it comes to Lach B'Lach, we pass it against the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda, that we discussed already yesterday, Sugav Recha, who says, Min B'Mino is B'Mashu. No, we pass it against Barov. Why? Because the Miyot is Nigrar Achar Arov, Ruba Kakula. Ruba Kakula. If that's the case, if you have a similar idea when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish, you need Rov Binyan. You need Rov Binyan, whether you need only Rov Binyan or two, Binyan and Minyan. You need Binyan. You need that the majority of the quantity of the food be kosher. However, those who argue and say it depends upon Rov Minyan exclusively, and the Chazon Ish is the main proponent of that in recent years, say no! No! 1,000 times no! The Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish has nothing to do with the Bittul of Lach B'Lach. Lach B'Lach is Nigar Achar Arov, Ruba Kakulo. Yavish B'Yavish, it's a whole different story. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Halach Achar Arov. We'll get to that when we learn Kuf Yud. June. If you see a piece of meat in the street, there's only one piece there. But they had 9 kosher stores, the 1 treva store, you can say it's kosher. Well, there's nothing got mixed in terms of physically mixed together. Halach achar arov, achar rabim lahatos, a totally different din. All depends upon the minyan. The minyan is totally irrelevant. Irrelevant. This comes in, Rabbi Osai, to a sugya mesecht above a metziah. And most of the yeshiva is learning on the avov. There's the question we spoke about. If you have a case of last week's parsha, the counting up for ma'aseh behema, and one animal jumps back, after it went through the turnstile, jumps back. So everything's out of whack. So it's potter for ma'aseh. So the sheet of the kubetzah says, why? Follow the rove. The rove, every single animal, is not the one that jumped back. The answer is asiri vadai, lo asiri suffik. What does that mean? What does that mean? When do we say idit vadai in the case of what's called other situations, Rabbi Osai? Over here, Rabbi Osai, should be batel berov. Batel berov, not a question of vadai or suffik. We know for a fact some of the tarfas got mixed in. It's batel anyway. The answer is, as Rabbi Chanan explains, that the shita holds that when you say batel berov, yavash b'yavash, all it means is halach achar harov. It's not a vadai. It's only a rove, and there's a gzeras hakatz of asiri vadai. Ad kan rabosai, this nekudas. Let's chazer again. If it's a function of halach achar harov, then it depends upon rove minion and rove minion only. We don't care what the majority, one piece is bigger than the other two. It's irrelevant to us. If it depends upon, it's more comparable to lach balach, then it should depend upon rove binyan. And then the question becomes, we saw it in the Pesukei Teshuva. I understood the pshat, gam, you need both binyan and binyan. And in the Megillah Sefer, he's assuming, no, according to his opinion, it's enough to have rove binyan, even without rove binyan. I'm not going into all the details of that particular chiddush, but that's what he suggests. Okay? It all goes back, Rabbi Osai, you have to look at the sources, to a Tshuva Sarashba. This Tshuva Sarashba, I'd like you to see inside, in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simen Kufay Siftes. Okay, Rabbi Osai, give a look, please. Simen Kufay Siftes. Vegas says, towards the end of Siftes, Im Yadua, what starts, Shut the Rashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Resh Ayin Beis. Someone asked him, when one Chatich Achaz Mishtei Chatichas, Oshem Toluy, is Batal Yisav Rav Heta. Maybe the Heta one is bigger. And he answers, quote, Kevan She'en Nikoros, Shema Gdola hi Haisa Shalisr. Ukshaka Yisrael Sarishona. Shema Hahi Haisa Shalisr. Ben Shakala Sagdola Ben Shakala Saktana. Alohyamru Rakbisha Ain Haisa Nikar of Ika Vadai Rov Heter. Yavish Biyavish Lomashkakas with Pokas Bishalash Katichas. Aka Shalisr Shinis Avish Time Heter. End quote. So what do you see? The Osar Afaktana. Even though she be a Mamana Shakat's mother. Right? Afim Rahir Yisr, Mikomo Gom Batal Barov. No. You don't say Batal Barov, Elet B'di'ika, Vadai Rov Heter. But here, where maybe the Gdola is the Yisr, not called the Rov at all. So the Ketan is also Asr, Lo Batla. Ad Kana B'kivegas Pshad in that Rashba, Chelek Aleph Simen, Reish Ayin Beis. That's the Rashba's understanding. I don't have time to show you now the Prima Gadim. Rabbi Osai, in the introduction, Aleph, Hine, where he says the Pshat is no, that the Miyat Heter becomes Isser. And you get Malchus on either of them. That's an amazing vart. Amazing vart. There's a third Pshat, Rabbi Osai, in the Rashba, which is that if you need Rov Binyan, so the Gedola is going to certainly be Asur, and Bitl Barov only works if it's Matir, everything. otherwise not. So another reason why it can't work. A technical reason to say pshat in this Rashba. In any event, Rabbi Osai, the truth is the whole kash Rashba doesn't even begin. What do you mean bitl barov? It's one on one. This indicates to some, you see, what's determinant really? Rov binyan. Rov binyan. So how can you say you require rov minyan, and what's the Rashba talking so much about why there's no bitl in Oshem Toli, a big one and a small one, there's no rov minyan whatsoever. So what's the Lashon of the Rashba? How do you explain Lashon of the Rashba if you hold, like, for example, at the Chazon Ish? He says, you know, right, it's Lav Davka, it's La Ravka de Milsa, which some consider to be a little bit of a dochak, but that's what the Chazon Ish says. Fine. In any event, Rabosai, this concludes on a time schedule. Part two of the Chazar. Part two of the Chazar is discussing this interesting halacha. Chad v'trei. Do you require a 2-to-1 ratio or just a little majority? We paskin not only midaraisi, it's enough to have a small majority, even midarabonon, against some of the other poskin. And even more significantly, if it's tshuvas or Rashba, we have three pshatim in the Rashba, and then the question becomes, Rabosai, is it minyan, is it binyan, or as we thought, maybe it's both, right? And the Rashba was concerned with two pieces, either just the Ravka, the Milsa, but he really doesn't, there's no havamina bittul, you need Rav Minyan. And if he meant that literally, the three pshatim, and why you don't say it over there, again, there's the Prima Godim, there's Rabbi Kivega we saw, and then there's the Yad Yehuda, which I just mentioned to you at the end. And then there's the question, Halacha L'maisa, what do we do with this Shaila? What do we do with the Shaila? Halacha L'maisa. Bottom line is that, generally speaking, we go L'chumra in these kinds of questions. Yeah. And the Chazon Ish says, Lav Davka. What can we do? Some say that we can't help, but that's how pshat in the Rashba. It's a Lav Davka. You need Rov Minyan, and that's for sure. And as far as Rov Binyan is concerned, Rabbi Osai, so that's a Machlokes Gedolei HaPoskim. In my opinion, the question is, you need both, as opposed to where I saw in the Megillah Sefer, he wants to just say, Davka Rov Binyan. I can't blame him. That's the simple reading of the Rashba. Can't blame him. But on the other hand, the Chazon Ish we like, he says it's Lav Davka. Ad Kan Rabbi Osai, part two. Part three, Rabbi Osai discusses the world famous machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba. I'd like you to see it first in your Gemaras, and then we'll open to the Shulchan Aruch. Please turn, if you don't mind, to the Rosh, Perek Zayin, Simen, Lamed Zayin. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Perek Zayin, Simen, Lamed Zayin. A very long rush. We're not going to be the entire rush, but bits and pieces. Okay. Chad betray bedava yavesh, afilu me derabon and batal, afilu yachal echada chada lek elamishum tekzeres akosavu teksiv achay rabim lahatos tekachad betray batal. V'nepach iselios heter. Right, but a small kuf ayin aleph of Divrei Chamuros. Nepach iselios heter. And therefore what? Umuto li'ochlon afilu kulon kiyachas. Yeah. This is the Shitas HaRosh. Shitas HaRosh. On both sides, this is the Shitas HaRosh. He says it beferish. He repeats it a number of times down the road. This is his psak halacha lemais. Not only that, skipping to it later on, where it says reish in Ma'ayan Yontif. Hilchach Nira, this is column kuf samah hey top of column two. The imbishal shlosh na kiyachad or bishne mechatiras acheres that call mutter. V'lo arina ne de chosman shu yavish ubatul barov mikom gong she bishlov niflat tam of yoser. He says it a second time, Rabbi Osai, that number one, you can eat them all together, and number two, if you cook them together, it's no problem whatsoever. This is the shita of the rush. Okay, so the rush is klar, Rabbi Osai. The rush is klar. He said it twice. That this is the din. Okay, Rabbi Osai, any questions? This is the din. Fine. A din is a din. Beferish a rush. Now, does everyone agree to this? Just to show you in the Divrei Chamudos for both sides. Kuf Ayin Beis. Okay. V'arash b'lo hitir el alochon achas achas. Look inside. Shekosav. Chaticha is a quarter of the Rashba. Kuf Ayin Beis in the Divrei Chamudos. It's worth looking inside. If you want to see the quotation, the words of Arishin, every word is critical. Every single word is critical. Let's take a look inside and see what it says. Lochon achasachas shekosav shchaticha shel nevela she'ena real iskabed v'shisarbe b'cheres yavash b'yavash b'telim afilu b'echa b'toch shnayim afilu yisra shel devrayim ein kan v'ikilu b'davazel lefi shekol echad ovi b'atzmo v'yochol kol echad b'fnei atzmo v'keimet shenizbat l'b'ro v'dvar Torah v'yein kan yisra shel Torah k'she'ochel ha'echad ani omer zeo shel heter v'cheim b'chol echad v'yechad v'afilu b'yachron Ani Omer, Masha Necha Rishon, who are your shalis? We say it in retrospect. Ukva Holochlo, Fazer Shal Heteru, Masheke Bidvorma Nevlolim, where we're eating it all together. If you can't Ochlan, Kulan Kiyachot, then we're Vasha Kiyachas, Ad Kan Lishono of the Rashbara Bosai, the Rashbara Beferish, Kosa Beis Yosef, Hasma Kosa, Sheesh Lachla, even more than the Rashbara. That's a Tosis in Daf Kuf. Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. So we have three shitas. According to the Rosh, Het the Nepach, Isa Nepach Lios Het. Eat them all together, you can cook them together, no problem. According to the Rashba, no. You don't say Isa Nepach Lios Het. It's a standoff. You have the right to follow the majority. We can't eat them all together, you can't cook them together. But I can eat one today, one tomorrow, and the next day. According to the Shita Satosis and according to the Smag, no! Mamarachu, you ate Isser. You can only eat, I guess, two at most yourself. Give one away to a friend. The Maram gave it to a good. According to me, he didn't want to give it to a friend. He says, make the friend the Shabbos. Why the friend the Shabbos? You have a bigger Shabbos. You ate two, only at one. But that was the Maram's minik. Some Chumar Bialim over here, quoted in the Divrei Chamudos, as opposed to the Shita Rashi, holds its Medina. And Avodah Zarah, we're not going into right now, he rejects the distinction of the Rosh, might not be able to hear in the Sukkot Avodah Zarah. Ad Kan Rabos. So we have therefore the Chazar again, three Shitas. The biggest Megal is the Rosh, eat them all together, cook them together. The middle Shita is the Rashba, you may not eat them together, you may not cook them together, but you yourself eat all three of Zeh Chazer. And there's the Tosis in the Smag, even that's not allowed. And with me so far, Rabos, I just went through the basic facts, showing you inside the text, the Shitas are Rosh, the Shitas are Rashba, and the Shitas are Smag, which is really Tosis. And yes, it's all the Shitas Maram. You got to throw one away, which is his chumrah, because he says, why? He's a tzaddik, he didn't want to be machmen, not every person is on such a high level. Ad Kan in the Divrei Chamudos. Fine. Let's analyze things a little bit more carefully, for a few minutes. The din of the Rashba is the Daraisa de Rabbana. I can't eat them all together. I repeat, is it a Daraisa de Rabbana? Let's turn to the Shach Rabosai in Sivkot on Yud Beis. Simon Kuftes and Shach, Sivkot on Yud Beis. The Mechaba Paskins in Siv Beis, like the Rashba. Yovish be Yovish, it is Batal Chad Betray, Yibishna be Kiechon, Afilu Lechol, Chod Echol Befnei Atzvo, also, because it was cooked together. The Imrotzel Levashon Yachad, it can be Mutal Harbos, that's the Ra'o. But the Paskins fundamentally like the Rashba. Says about the Shach Yud Bey is important. The Vashem B'Shtei K'deir is Shari. We'll skip the next one. We'll come back to it. Close to the Bach. And he says, I'm skipping a little of the first part of the Shach. Towards the middle of the Shach, towards the end, in the parentheses. No. No. Before the parentheses. Al the Levashlon Yachad also Mishum Shachozar Yisrael v'Nisar v'Maheter for Yukishar Yisrael v'Nevlolim because of Rashi Lahedja v'Oser Oz Midir Rabbanon black on white each eat them together if they cook together according to the Shach is clearly Rabosai Midir Rabbanon enough in the Shach who disagrees the Biurim found a Tosfos Rid from Levashlon and Alfred Beis nope You eat three, one today, one tomorrow, the next day, you're chayev chatos. Not chayev chatos, but the rabbanans. Clearly he holds, it's a din d'oraisa. Okay. So that's the shitas yochid. According to the Rashi, what's the nature of the issa? So we saw Rabosai, the prima godim considers it to be an exeret rabbanan, an independent issa. However, there were a number of other achor who disagreed with the prima godim, and they say, no, it's not an independent iser, but rather it is a gzeira of sorts. What's the gzeira? So the Chavazda says it's a gzeira. Listen carefully. Otu min b'sheino mino. If I eat them all in my mouth together, min b'mino. If I did the same min b'sheino mino, it would be awesome in the raisa. Why? Because if each give taste into another. Basically, one is a vokamai and ches. You had no sepigel. You put it in your mouth together. Bidul and biyachad. Can also be an Issa Daraisa here too. That's the Chavis Das' understanding of this Gzeira. We'll call it the Gzeira. Right, it's a brilliant understanding. It's novel. It's new. That's not Pashup. That's what the Chavis Das suggests. Fine. Rabosa. There is a... another point of view, along the same lines, Rabosai, along the same lines, Shari Yosher, of Shimon Shkop, all based on the Lashon of the Rashba. Again, the Prima Godim read this, a steer in the Rashba from the beginning to the end, Petorah Sabais. Don't talk to go into to show it to you right now. Prima Godim said that the Iker is, it's an Iser Atzmi, and they only mentioned Gzeira just to give you the number of 60, but that's not really what it means. It's really separatism. Whereas the Chavazah said, no, it's really a Gzeira. That's how you read the Lashon. So is a Shari Yosher, the same thing. Pshat is like this. It's like this. Chazal made a gzeira that if it's cooked together, they made a gzeira, it's cooked together. And in order to uphold that gzeira, they had no choice but to ask her to eat them all, even if it's not cooked together. Otherwise, it's an absurdity. So they had to ask her eating it together in your mouth. Not the Chavis Das, it's Pshat. But no, intrinsically, you can't ask her to cook together and still put all three in your mouth together. That's not going to pass a logical standard. That's the Shari Yosher. And the Yad Yehuda says, based on the Rambam we saw before, we all know, we read the Ravid, and they say that the Rashi and the Rambam will hold like the Ravid, min b'mino yavash b'yavash is batel b'shishim. Not enough rov. The only reason we don't accept it is because it doesn't make logical sense, as the Lashon of the Ran indicated. We would have liked to require 60. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay? And the reason the Ran gave is because if things are separate and discrete, you can't distinct, you can't invoke 60. It just doesn't make any sense. Once you put them in your mouth together, we do what we wanted to do all the time. Pull out the number 60. Those are three different reasons, which are Xeridika reasons. Prima Godim is an independent reason, all explaining the Raj Bashita that it's also with the Rabbanon to either cook together or eat them all together in your mouth at the same time, even without cooking. Right? The Chavis Das, and there's the Shari Yosher, and there's the Yad Yehuda. The Prima Godim is against all three of them and says, no, read the Rashba more carefully the way he reads it. It's not a Gzeira Otu, it's an intrinsic prohibition of eating them all together, but it's only with the Rabbanon. With the Rabbanon, the Bechorach was by Shnei Shvilin, which is also within the Rabbanon, presumably. Because in the Mamanashach, at the same time, it's no good, at other times it's okay. By Shnei Tshvilin, the guy walked on two roads, one is Tommy, one is Torah. So if they come together with the Shali, you have to be Matami, otherwise it'll be Matami Zerach HaZeh. It's a very nice analogy to grow. The Rid holds a Daraisa. He denies the fact that the Eastern Nepach Leos had to completely. According to the way most hold in the Rashba, in a certain sense, he agrees to it on a level of Daraisa. But the Rabbanon, he says, not, as we said before. Ad kan Rabos. Fine. We're on a tight schedule. We're supposed to try to finish up the last Nakuda. The last Nakuda, Rabosai, is the Nakuda of Noda. We'll start with the Rush. Right? We have to look inside the original text, Rabos. We've got to see our... look, please, if you don't mind. In the Rush. Yes, sir. Yeah. The Yad Yehuda said that the reason why we say that you can't eat them together is because we would have really, really, the Ran says, we would have liked to say what the Ravid said. The Ravid is right, we always make Xeris. Shishim is the magic number because of time kikah deraisa. We'd like to make zeres across the board. What can you do? It makes no sense. Min b'mino yavish b'yavish makes no sense to make a gzer because they're separate and distinct from each other. Once you put them in your mouth together, that logic falls off now, but they're locked up in your mouth together. So now we have a right to make a gzer, which you wanted to make from the very beginning. Adka. Rabbi, turn to the Rosh. The Rosh, yes, it's true. The Rosh is the biggest maker. By the way, the Muhammad never even quoted the Rosh. The Muhammad is the Rosh for man all the way. The Ramah quotes the Rosh. The Yesh Amrim. And here's the word. The Imnoda Tarovis Konish in his Bashal Biyachad Hakol Shari. The Enchosev in Asara Miyachash in his Batal Biyavish. Malcolm Hefsheth you rely upon. But he does throw in the caveat is Noda. He didn't make it up. The word Noda is found in the Rush proper, Rabosai. The Rush is a big Noda man. The Rush says, it's true, that's Chad betray Botel, absolutely, Issa Nepach, Leos, Heter, he says it, all right, okay, he says it explicitly, but he throws in this important caveat. Okay, here's the line, Hilchach Nir, with small rashes, again before. I'm going to read it again, it's going to be mutter even if you cook it together. Okay, brings other rhymes. But then he says, as the Rosh, with a kuf payas, the kuf payas, the af above, af al gav the min bimino also as shishim. Hainu kodem shenoda taruv also. Because of chachamim sheyasa b'shishim, afal pi, shdolo yoev tamo, gzeira otu min b'sheno mino, the yoev tamo. Okay? Aval achar shenoda taruv also, viniz batel berov, v'nepach yisal diyas kula mutter, v'yochol ochol nafil b'vasachas, shdolo yitochen lomash t'teyasa b'play toso. And yidia, you find other areas of halacha, we spoke about it at great length, way back when. Fine. So this seems to be a very important din, and we saw it quoted in the Ramah. The question exactly, number one, how important is this? And number two, what is this precise definition? So, Rabosai, let us first turn to see this halacha of Noda is in the Ramah. Again, it's in the Ramah. It's in the Ramah. Oh. But if you cook it together before Noda Taruvis, then it's Usur. This we just saw, right? We just got through seeing it. Fine. Question becomes, again, what kind of din is this? And let's just turn again briefly to see what it means. The Shach is clear at the end of Sivkot Nyud Beis. Just so we can look inside. The end of Sivkot Nyud Beis. Abel, the last two lines. Abel Kshlo Noda Taruvis. The Oslo is battle is to klal the osu min haTorah. There it is. The Rashach is beferish. If it's lo noda, it's osu mid the oraisa. It's osu mid the oraisa. Yeah, it's osu mid the oraisa. So writes the Shach. Does anybody disagree with the Shach? Does anyone disagree with the Shach? Yes. Keep one hand here, another hand to go back. To the Shach Simen Tzadi Tes, Siv Koton, Chof Aleph. He's turned Tzadi Tes, it's in Siv Vov, the Shach Siv Koton, Chof Aleph. It's a long piece. Towards the top, not less than halfway through, the Shach quotes a Ravid. The Ravid says, parentheses, Gedolo Mizu Mashmad as a Ravid Shom, Tafilu Lo Noda Bentayim, Eino Chozer Venesar, the Kama Kama Bottle, I feel the Davish no Sintan. The Ravid said this din, that even if it's no Noda, not Noda, we still don't apply the principle of Chozer Veneer. And there were those who maintain, the same way as the Ravid argues over there, so the Ravid would presumably argue over here as well. Over here as well, and say that Noda is not so important. We were mefakpek a little bit, because maybe the Ravid only says that Noda is not so critical when it comes to the Chozer Veneer issue, but not necessarily with respect to our issue, which is a little bit different. Oh, but the Shach seems to go against that, not for now. So the Ravid is a Das Yochid. We assume that Noda is required, and the Shach is not required. It's required Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa. The Chavaz Das says, quote, midoraisa nira vadai den chilek by noda lo noda. Once again, the question is, does he mean it in all cases, even in our case, against the Shach? Or maybe he's limited to a case of Choz Avinir, which he's discussing. This again, I leave to you. It's not completely clear that it applies even in this case. Let's review briefly. If it's Lo Noda, the Raivit says it makes no difference. The Shach is the other extreme, makes a difference on the level of Doraisa. Chavas Das in between makes a difference on the level of the Rabbon. This is all assuming that Choz Avinir in our sugya, Noda in our sugya of Chad Betray Batal is the same as Noda in the sugya of Choz Avinir. I'm not convinced that that's really, in fact, true. Oh. Having said this, we come to our final points for the Chazar. The final points. The Shach writes over here in Sivkot Yud Beis. Take a look together. Sivkot Yud Beis. Watch. The Shach Yud Beis from the beginning. B'mros levashon yachad, mi levashon b'shteik derashari. Two pots. Hafilu bishna b'shteik deras konish noda taroves mut lechol hakach. Quoting from the Bach. Sherei Rashba machmir shebishna yachad. Hafilu bishna achash noda taroves. Since the Rashba is machmir, even if you know about it, and you cook it in one pot, it's still awesome. But it's megel if you cook it in two pots. Yeah. So too for us as the Bach, that we will have the same distinction in the case of Lo Noda. What's the difference? According to the Rashba, Noda is the same. Take that back. According to the Rashba, you need in this sense, Noda and Noda are the same. You may not cook them in one pot, either of them. Therefore, if in two pots it's mutter by Noda, it's mutter by Noda too. Noda should be irrelevant if it's in two pots. Because two pots even is matter in the case of the Rashba to cook it together. So might as well matter. Once it's such a super powerful matter, let me matter by Noda too. Ad kan de Bach. Then he has Daiti Nire, Doda Matter, or Rashba. Vishesh Shtei Kederos, Haidim Mishimish Hakema Shenoda, Vinispatel Min HaTorah, Gamad Rabbanan Barov. You can't do it all together. That's a did the Rabbanan against the Tosafot Rid. So Koshin is Bashel Bishtei Kederos, Lochaz Elias Kishari Suma Nevlalim, and you cooked it. Everything was considered to be mutter because we say that Yisum is the other Kedera. Fine. And here he's saying parentheses. It's a suffek, the suffek of the Rabbanan Lekula. Maybe not even that. They never made examine this kind of a situation. Fine. Avo, shlo noda tarovis. The Oslon is batli seklal. The osur min haTorah. Osur min haTorah. Ela diata nis bishas tarbish noda tarovis. Im kein al kokederi shloma. Shema ha'isu bezu. Havale sveke do raisa lechumra. Also the Chulei Alma, look at Kufir Alav Siv Zayin. Wow, it's a Sveika Doraisa of the Chumra. Comes the base mayor and says, "Tumu of the Barav, Homikol Makom Bechol Kedera Lo Havi Yal Min Bemino Veruba Dehetera Umayisa Doraisa Yeshkan." Why is it Sveika Doraisa of the Chumra? He doesn't understand. Why is it a Sveika Doraisa of the Chumra? That's an excellent question. Raised by the base mayor, the prima godim asks the same exact kasha. So the chazan ish, no, it only means it's the raisa before you know about it. It's a shver of art. So the prima godim answers, bedochak, means that the rotev is usur mishum sveika the raisa. Not exactly the simplest answer of all, but that's the answer the prima godim gives. Otherwise, he doesn't understand why should it be a sveika the raisa in this case. After all, now we know about it, should be Batel Barov. At Kana Bosai, this Nakuda. And our last Nakuda, we're supposed to finish in 5 minutes and start the Siyum, if I may use that expression, is as follows. This is straight from the Megillah Sefer. On a simple level, Rabosai, before there's the idea, there's no Bitl at all Midaraisa. We assume the Shach, nothing. The problem with that is, brought by the Megillah Sefer, there are many foods that you and I eat, which are made in huge factories, let's say sardines and tuna fish, huge factories. There are thousands upon thousands, who knows, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, come into a factory. What happens if one stray non-kosher fish gets mixed in? So we say, okay, listen, it's bottle b'rov, it's bottle b'shishim, it's bottle b'yelef, no problem. What do you mean no problem? Lo noda! No Jew will ever know that the non-kosher fish ever got mixed in. If no one ever knows, turns out, Rachmana l'tzlam, we ate treif, because it was b'doraisa, because it was lo noda. Even though it's the most extreme, small percentage, we should have to worry about it. That's his kash. So he has an amazing answer. His amazing answer is, no. It really is bottle. Even those who say it's not bottle, without noda, they agree with it, they really mean it's bottle. The problem is, Rabosai, when it's noda, at that point in time later on, when it becomes noda, so then we have to look at it anew. Why? It becomes known to us. Bittel's not a physical thing, it's a halachic thing. It needs human knowledge. When human knowledge appears in the scene, we have to discuss it de novo, from scratch. And now, Rabosai, the facts have changed. It used to be Yovesh, now it's Lach. Or, another case that the post can talk about, there used to be X number of pieces, now someone taken away. Or, in the other case we spoke about, used to be not Royal Escabade, now it's Royal Escabade, they took away the feathers. Of Shino in the Metzius. When the facts change, we are required to discuss it from scratch. And now, from scratch, we take a look at it now, it's not going to work for the aforementioned reasons. That's why you require Noda at a time when it's still, fill in the blank, not Royal Discabe, it still has Bittel, it's still the right number of Chatichas. I think it's Yovesh B'Yovesh. That's why you have to have Noda at that point in time. This relates to Chomets B'Pesach. If Chomets is discovered on Pesach, so we say, Ein Ochoz Avenir. Why? Why? Noda, it's Noda on Pesach. Noda is you start from scratch. What's the answer? No change in the Metzius. Frankly, I was bothered by a much bigger problem. Not only should it be a problem if you discover it on Pesach, it should be a problem if you never discover it at all. The reason we're so on Pesach, we're so careful to do everything before Pesach is in case Chas V'Chalila is a little bit of Isser, it's bottle. But we'll never know about it. We'll go to Chasal Siddur Pesach Kilchoso. Who said? Maybe Shalom Kilchoso. Maybe it's a Mashu of Chomet. It was bottle, but you didn't know about it. You didn't know about it. Shalom Kilchoso. The answer is no. If you never know about it, it's no problem. When you know about it later, that's Chos of Anir. I love this chat from the Baal Megillah Sefer. Another one of my favorite Svarim. We should thank him for all the Torah that he taught us. Meritik. It's interesting. He ends, this is right before Brich Rachmona the sign, which we saw on the screen. His last piece, if there's Isser added, Chos of Anir. We saw it in the Rush. The Rush himself, even though he said that Heter, excuse me, that Isser Nepach Leos Heter, that he did say, however, if you look towards the end of the Rush in Simen Lamed Zayin, he talks about a different case. More stuff is added. More stuff is added afterwards. If more stuff is added afterwards, the Rush Paskins, Chos of Anir. Now we understand very why. What happened to the din of Easter Nepach Leos Heter? No, now it's a new Metzius. But a new Metzius, you have to from scratch. Either new Metzius of because now we, it's new stuff is being brought in. What if stuff is taken out? See, quotes from the Poskim will say it's the same thing, but it's in the Mishnah Trumas. With this, Rabbi Osai, I end with this. I want to say pshat in the Bach. The Shach couldn't understand the Bach. The Bach is over here that if it's lo noda and it's put into two different pots, it's okay. How can that be? We just discovered now that it is an issue there. Maybe the answer is, he holds, splitting it into two different pots is not considered to be a change in the Metzius. Because it's the same thing, just you put it into two different pots. Not the same as if it changed from Yovesh, Yovesh, Lach, Lach, or if it changed a different number of Chatichas, or if it became now Royal Discovery. nothing changes. Put it in the two pots. The Bach considers that to be an insignificant change in Metzius. We don't have to re-examine it. And therefore, even those note afterwards would be okay. We'll stop here at both sides. We'll close our Gemaras and our Shulchan Aruch's Brich Rachmona to sign with you. Shem of our daughter, Kodesh Baruch Hu, enabled us to learn the Siyata Deshmaya from Mamash from August. Everyone's invited to the scene.